Now, this ayat is recited in many bayan, many waz. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. This facade, just to give you the gist of that ayat, this facade, this destruction, this disorder, this chaos, whatever is taking place, the crashes and the bashes and the smashes and everything that you can take as facade, the different kinds of facade, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that what is the cause of that? It is the action, it is the deeds, it is what we are doing. It is not just happening without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will. Allah ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala gives opportunities upon opportunities for us to repent. But when we fail, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down some kind of fasad, some kind of azab. And again in that also, look at the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He loves His creation. It's not that Allah Ta'ala wants to send everybody to hellfire. That is not why Allah Ta'ala created human beings. If that was the purpose, then why did He send down the Qur'an Sharif? Why did He send down 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu? Why do we have the Qur'an Sharif? Why was Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent amongst us? Why did the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'in carry the Islam and deen to the corners of the world? Why do we have the different institutions of deen to give us guidance? Because Allah Ta'ala wants that we must accept that guidance and go to Jannah. So لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْجِعُونَ. Again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, first of all He says that so that they may taste, so that they may يُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, that they must get a taste of some of their doings. That means most of our doings Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala overlooks. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't even call us to account, doesn't even call us to answer, doesn't make us accountable. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmat, look at the hadith. You will find one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that in latter time, the gist and meaning of that hadith sharif is that if the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in had to make amal on, if they did not make amal on 10% of the deen, then they would have been taken to task. And the time will come when if the ummah makes amal on 10%, then they will get najat. Now this doesn't mean 10% of namaz and 10% of fast and 10% of zakat. What it means is those things which the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in did, they had to have khushu in the namaz, they had to in the ibadat, in the zikr, in the tilawat, in everything they had to be 100%. And yet the ummah at large after that, look at the concessions we have been given, because we don't have that kind of khushu in our salat. We have so much of other weaknesses, so much of things that we indulge and engage in, but there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will overlook so much of it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very clear that ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. And then again, if you look at another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says there, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Ah, oh Allah, He's so loving, He's informing us. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Look at the nations of the past, and look at others in our times, whatever this will be, because the Quran Sharif is still the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for the nations of the past, He said, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came to them, He warned them. They warned them, but they refused to accept. Instead of humbling themselves, they continued in their way and path of sins. That is just the background to it. Then what did Allah Ta'ala do? Then instead of continuing with that azab, because Allah Ta'ala sent them some kind of calamity, some kind of disaster, some kind of sicknesses and some kind of pain and suffering, so that they return to Allah Ta'ala. But when they refuse to do that, then what happened is exactly what is happening now. And that is, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that then He opened for them the doors of all good. If you look at the nations at present, look at the countries of the world at present, look at the societies at present, that the doors of everything seems to be opening. Look at the technology, it is reaching a height. And every country then believes that we've got such kind of technology that nothing can cause us any kind of harm. Look at Japan itself. They said that their bridges were built in a manner that no earthquake will really shake them up. In the same way, the technology that they had, They said that earthquakes cannot strike, this cannot happen, that cannot happen. Just as our own people here in South Africa, those who are analysts, they have mentioned those are not Muslims, but they say that South Africa has got absolutely nothing to fear with regards to earthquakes, because it is not on this belt and that belt and all the rest of it. So this is human nature. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then opened the doors of all good. On the individual level, the same thing happens, and in the national and international level, the same thing happens, that Allah Ta'ala sends some kind of reminders, some kind of wake-up calls, some kind of shake-up, some kind of reminder that get up, life is running out, change your life, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. He is forgiving, He is merciful, don't lose hope and trust in Him, irrespective of how far you may have gone. But if not, and if you disregard all this wealth coming in now, and the technology, and all the luxuries, and everything else as being Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Showing very, very clearly that when they are in the midst of their enjoyment, and this is the very dangerous part, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala allows them to enjoy this ni'mat, to enjoy those bounties which are coming in the form of an azab, but in a disguised form. The person thinks that it's rahmat and blessing, and he believes that if my Allah was displeased with me, if my Allah was unhappy with me, then why must He shower all these things? I don't make one namaz, I don't fast, I gamble, I commit adultery and fornication, then why must Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me with home and with luxuries and with wealth and with properties and everything else? So this is the test that comes, that it is istidraj, that gradually Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings them to that stage where He seizes them suddenly. He says, suddenly, baghtatan, suddenly, suddenly. And the person is thrown into complete bewilderment. In the same way with nations, in the same way with societies, that they think that we have secured ourselves from all sides, that there is nothing that can cause us any harm anymore. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala suddenly gives us a wake-up call and everything is gone. So once again, we take a great lesson from there. And what Brother Ismail has asked, that فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, indeed, that is what is required. I mentioned, in fact, this in the last night's majlis, that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was seduced by Zulaikha, and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he ran towards the door. Now those seven doors, there were locks upon locks in every door. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at that time did not stand there and just make dua that Ya Allah protect me and safeguard me. What he did is he ran toward the door. Whatever was within his capacity to do, within his power to do, he did. So what happened is Allah Ta'ala then, with His rahmat, caused that lock to open and all the other locks to open, and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was out. So we too, that is what is required. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Believe me, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives such sukoon in the heart after that, that all kinds of trials and tests, it will be on the outside. Like how we say that this watch is waterproof. Now the person wears the waterproof watch and he goes deep down in the ocean and huge waves are going around that watch. And there's so much of turbulence and everything else, but the watch, the movement of the watch is not affected. Outside there's so much storm. So like that, in the life of this mu'min and this Muslim, and if all Muslims at large make amal and practice and throw out of their lives those things that's causing such destruction and such problems, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give them like that waterproof watch. Allah Ta'ala will make their hearts gham-proof. That means outside there'll be storms, sometimes sickness, sometimes pain, sometimes somebody passed away, sometimes there's some earthquake, sometimes some tremor, sometimes something else. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give the person some kind of sukoon in his heart. Shaho ke saro par taj gira se dard sa kasar rehta hai, aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. Now this poetry was said long ago by Hazrat Shafi Muhammad Sadam Barakatuhum. But if you have to see, then how relevant it is in our time. He said, the crown on the head of the king, it gives them a lot of pain, a lot of pain. They don't have any kind of peace and any kind of happiness in spite of all the crown and all the oil wealth and everything else. Now just look at the turmoil in the Middle East. they got crowns, they got oil wells, they got everything. But they are trying to just run for their lives, or they are trying to save whatever they've got, or they're fighting to keep their throne and to fighting to keep their oil wells. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wafadar banda, those who are loyal to Allah ta'ala, he says they have got nur in their heart, and that brings sukoon in their heart. It's not how much a person has or how much he doesn't have. This I've repeatedly said, that it does not mean if a person is rich, he's wealthy, he's a king, so then he's rejected by Allah ta'ala. That is not dunya. Gold, silver, good home, good car is not dunya. But when it diverts a person from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, and a person starts engaging in kinds of crimes of sin and vices that are unheard of in the past, and the person becomes arrogant, he becomes proud, he does injustice, then after that the person must expect. Tsunamis and earthquakes and tremors may take place in the country or not take place, but this person's heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shakes it up with a tremor, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shakes it up with a tsunami, and Allah ta'ala shakes it up with flood waters and causes the same damage that it is caused in the outside world. They have no peace, no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction. So he's right with what he says, that فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that we must run toward Allah Ta'ala. Not crawl and go, not walk and go, run toward Allah Ta'ala. How the little child, when the child senses a kind of fear, a little 2-year-old, 3-year-old child, the mother is standing 10 meters away, 15 meters away, and suddenly the child is sensing that some kind of fear, there's a dog coming or there's some kind of enemy. So now the child runs towards the mother and jumps upon the mother, and the mother also grabs the child in the arm and says, my baby, don't worry, nobody can cause you any harm because you are in my arms. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also takes that banda in his arms and says, oh my banda, you ran towards me, you distance yourself from all the temptations and all the sin and all the haram and all the things that are displeasing to me. Don't worry, now you are with me.
Absolutely, Hazrat. Alhamdulillah. There are many, many messages that are coming through here at the radio station. A sister in New York has invited Hazrat Maulana to come to the United States of America and obviously share these discourses so that people would also benefit. Alhamdulillah.